Failing that I'm made to keep wine in them at least 3 days. After Chakliya Shal Yisrael, the Nochri, Yichzik Boya Sehiyayin Ragzim Anmulat, Mokum Tzahel Shal Yisrael. Since this Kli is made for keeping wine a long period of time, then if we're going to put wine in it even for a shorter period of time, we require the more intensive way of cleansing it. How do you do that? Shemamad Lutz Kli Mayim HaKol Gzoyis Nefro Yisrael to the top. Yamit Kach, Chol Pohol Chol Zal Shal Yisrael. You have to leave it there a full 24 hours. And then he starts again, fills it up again to the top. And then he waits another 24 hours and then he pours it out. Because you have three 24-hour periods, one after the other, that was full of water. If you skip the day in between, it's all right, as long as there were three 24-hour periods. You have to change the water 3 times. If you left one body of water in it for a long period of time, it's considered that you cleaned it at one time. You have to do that 3 times. Shem de mayayin ha'oyo lo'i me'es le'es ha'miskashe be'iroi mishum kovish kemuthushu v'yagola lo'kum shem togun yish la'chmet. Okay. So we said this Eisa, that something is made to keep the wine for a period of time. It's enough to do this 3-day process of having it full of water 3 24-hour periods. He says that's only if the wine was not there for a long period of time. But if the wine was there for more than 24 hours, there are opinions that say that you have to adapt to put into boiling water, this whole process doesn't help. So therefore, if there was not kosher wine in a jug more than 24 hours, l'chatchila, one should make kagola. If for some reason it cannot do it, so malkum atzoyach is a big need, then one can rely on the 3 times, the 24-hour period, changing the water.